Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Sports Grid Radio Network, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 1090 AM. Pete Gray here, Rock Cod Rick Maxa in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to a very now foggy San Diego Landings, if you can see the camera on our YouTube and Facebook Live stream. And whoa, what a, this has been phenomenal show here. The first day of winter, what are we doing? Talking surface on, right? Captain Matt Brawla and Bodan Vedas, Two Fish Jigs. Of course, Matt does Captain's Concepts, runs the San Diego most of the time, right?
Yeah, the San Diego's a top priority.
Is
it? Yeah.
Yeah, that's
your main gig.
That's the main gig.
Yeah.
But right. we dabble in other things.
Yeah. And Bodan, you have another gig too, right?
I do. Yeah.
Yeah. You have a very important gig.
Well, I don't know. I'm a Lutheran pastor, and so what do I know about fishing? I know a lot about the church, but it's been fun to.
But that's your main gig.
That is my main gig. Yeah.
And then you make jigs on the side.
I do. Yeah. It's been a lot of fun.
Do you take your stuff to the church?
You know, some of my church, I don't, but some of my church members ask for free jigs. They're asked for jigs, which is good. I appreciate it. I've given some out, and they've supported. It's been fun to see.
Where is your church?
It's in Tierra Santa. I'm the pastor at Tierra Santa Lutheran Church.
Tierra Santa Lutheran Church. That's cool.
You probably find out how many friends you have when you own a jig company.
It's been amazing. A lot of guys, have supported it financially, and some guys, of course, want a deal or want, handout, but a lot of guys have said, support. We want to support you. We want you to, be able to do what we want you to do. So,
cool.
For me, that's been really fun.
That's awesome.
That is cool. Yeah. It's a nice thing that you do for people, too.
It is.
Yeah, for sure.
We get so wrapped up into talking about the surface irons, and it's easy to do. It's my most favorite thing to do. It's my favorite fish to catch, all those things. But you guys make another lure that we probably sold 3-1 over the surface irons, at least at the beginning of the year, and that's the Midnight Rider. It's not as impressive of a piece of artwork like one of your CNC lures, but man, did we sell a lot of those, and did we see a ton of fish get caught on them in the Bluefin Grounds this year.
It was a lot of fun to have a a heavy tuna jig.
That's kind of like an eddy bomb, right?
It is.
Totally.
Yeah.
Or better.
Well, any bomb's just a sinker, right?
And people mistake our jig for just a sinker, too. And in the beginning, we thought that's what it was just going to be. And I've got a couple times to fish it. I've actually fished it for yellowtail, too.
Oh.
But I got to catch some bluefin on it as well. And it flutters around and you wind it up. It's similar to like a yo-yo jig. It's coming up, spinning and breaking.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just a sinker. But it sinks really fast, but does fall and fish different than just a 16-ounce torpedo.
You guys had a few things going for you, and obviously the most important was it was a great jig, and it always had really good hardware, and it was really good looking, but at least for us at the landing, it instantly became the favorite lure on the Shogun and the Polaris Supreme,
yep.
And you get the Aliars and the Renés and the real bluefin masters out there were all saying man, that's the one, and we couldn't get a fat, when those guys who could use any lure by any manufacturer at any time, when they're telling every passenger this was our hot jig, it was, man, try to keep those things on the wall. They were flying.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, we're giving away some great, not a Midnight Rider, but we're giving away some great jigs today, right?
An awesome opportunity. Yeah, if you want to give us a call this morning, be a part of Let's Talk Hookup. If you got questions for Bodan, questions for Matt, we would love to hear from you. It's going to be a lot of fun, and man, Pete nailed it. We are giving away such a killer prize, and boy, a big thanks to Matt and Bodan for letting us do that. Some lucky caller or texter is going to win a full hand-picked kit of jigs. over six jigs in the bag. You're going to get all the CNC options, a really, really nice set of lures for one lucky caller or texter. Again, if you want to call us this morning, it's 213-432-1090. It's been a busy morning on the phone. We got several callers still on there, and we're going to be able to take a lot of you here in the next hour. 213-432-1090. Or just keep those texts rolling through. The only way to text the show is through the Let's Talk Hookup app, and make sure you include your contact info, because you do, because if you get that big prize, man, you're not going to want to miss out on that bag of jigs.
Now, we get a lot of texts, and we can't get to every text, and we actually have a line open. So if you want to have a chance, better chance to get through and talk to the guys and win that set of jigs, the phone's the way to go.
Odds
to JP.
Odds of just getting through are always better on the phones than they are in today.
213-432-1090. But we love your texts. Text only through the Let's Talk Hookup app. So we appreciate that very much. Time for the Catch Report.
You got it, man. Today, the Catch Report, our fishdope.com report, sponsored by Gamakatsu. Hey, they're not only just all about hooks. There's so much more, including the new Gamakatsu fillet knives. Once you try one, you're going to want the whole set. Also, their new tools are great, including their very special braid scissors that are made with a ceramic blade, so they'll never rust. You can see your local, you can check them out at your local tackle store or check Gamakatsu.com. And we got the man standing by, Captain Mark Wish, our private boater buddies on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Well, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Matt, Bo, Dan. What a great show, man.
Thanks.
So much fun listening to you guys. Lots of good stuff. So anyway, now, it's been feeling wintry out there for several weeks now, and especially with all this fog and cold air. Oh, my God, it sucks. But now it's at least officially winter, 121 this morning. And another day or two, days start getting longer, and, man, that summer sun is right around the corner for next year. Can't wait till that gets here. Now, as to this week's report, you know, it's pretty much status quo. Squid almost everywhere, which is a great sign. Lots of nutrients in the water, plenty of bait when something shows up to eat it. But so far, not much in the way of gamesters have been on it, or at least anything that we've found and wants to bite. And for the moment, it's mostly a bottom fish time of year. And for the bottom fishers, it's almost over. You know, it shuts down on the first there, and those rockfish are going to get a nice rest for a few months there. But if you want to get some cod, you better get after it here pretty quick. So in the interim, you might want to sharpen up your halibut tackle and techniques. It's already been good at the islands, Catalina especially, and, you know, a little sample from Nick and SBI. But with this big swell and some wind coming, I think that weather window out there is going to be closing for a bit. Now, another wintertime favorite activity is hooping for lobsters. And it's been pretty good up here this season overall, both in the harbor and or at Catalina. And that leads me into a little quick story of the week here. I heard this yesterday. I was laughing all day about it. It was just classic. So I had some guys in the tackle store yesterday, and we were talking about hooping and different structures and different types of gear and telling stories, of course. So this one story, I mean, this one had me laughing most of the day. So picture this. When they're dredging in the harbor, the outer harbor, like Long Beach Harbor, and they've got to store some of the extra dredge pipes, sometimes they just set it down on the bottom. So you just imagine your lobster crawling around. You get this nice 2-foot diameter pipeway in there. That's a nice little cave, right? So they store those dredge pipes down there, and then at some point in time, they got to go pick them up. So the guys on the barge and the tug learned to get a shopping cart ready before they lifted up the pipe. And before they blasted the pipe with the high pressure water to clean out all the mud and sand and, you know, maybe a lobster or two. And it all flows into that shopping cart. And lo and behold, you got a cart full of groceries at the end of that clean out.
Wow. I wonder if Christian came standing by to check everybody's lobster cart, right?
Oh, no. No. Now, come on. You guys are all thinking that they're stealing these lobsters and taking them home for dinner. Of course that would not be the case.
No.
They just didn't want these lobsters crawling all over the barge. So they carefully caught them and carefully dropped them over the side, sort of. Okay. And anyway, that was a great story.
That's a good story.
That's cool, Martin.
That's a good
story. Now, I don't think that Promar is going to get a new product out of that one, though.
A shopping cart?
Yeah. Those guys are pretty innovative. Yeah. You never know, there might be a shopping cart next season.
It's not a bad idea. Drop some shopping carts for hoops. The new
promo. Yeah, who knows?
Yeah. Hey,
anyway.
That's good stuff, Mark. And, of course, fishdope.com, 365 days a year they have it, whether it be lobster or bluefin or yellowtail or whatever. $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW, your $30 code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, P, we're in Huntington Beach on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone number is 714-840-4262. The website's pacificedgetackle.com. And, Ricky, I got to tell you, I mean, I miss not doing the Christmas Spectacular, but when I heard you got new equipment with a buzzer.
Right?
Oh,
I'm pumped.
God, I'm broken.
Well, set us up.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're good.
I'm buzzing one for you, Mark. I'll buzz one in your honor.
I appreciate it, buddy. That's awesome. You guys are going to have so much fun. I'll be listening.
Yeah, we'll miss you tomorrow. Buddy. And, of course, Christmas Spectacular, the spirit is the best contribution to the show tomorrow, 7 to 9 a.m. And so that can be a song, a poem, a fishing tip, a story.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of things. And
It has been won by all things over the year. Like you say, a rad report, hey, this is how I deal with cleaning my trailer. And one of those aha moments, right? Yeah. Oh, my God, why did I think of that?
Maybe a lobster hooping tip.
It's been songs. It's been everything.
Yeah.
And
Mark, of all memories of the many years of hosting the Christmas Spectacular with us, does one stand out in your mind?
You know, I can't say that there's one specifically, but the type of winner, you know, to me was always that really good poem or story that tied in the season and the personalities and, you know, something specific to this year in review. I like those the best. And, you know, obviously, just like you say, I mean, we've had winners in every category. I mean, some of those tips are fantastic, you know, the poems and
kind of thing. Yeah.
I think some of the best ones are the
Ricky
ones
says
that get.
There's a no doubter. What is it, Rick?
No doubter. And I hate to say it.
Okay.
Sanford.
Rob Sanford?
Yeah, there's no question.
Oh,
I mean, there's no question.
Oh, the song that he did?
There's no question.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was. Yeah. You're talking about the one moment.
We don't even know whether he's alive anymore.
You're talking about the one moment that stands out. That's it.
Yeah.
That's
he just disappeared from the face of the earth.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, okay. Now, you got me. Yeah. Rob Sanford, you know, I was thinking about Rob Sanford. Cause, you know, he and I fished together a number of different times doing different things. We went up bass fishing at, like, this time of year in some western an outdoor tournament. I froze my ass off, but we caught some bass and, you know, fishing over at Catalina and doing that. And for all the other things about Rob that, you know, whatever, that guy was a blast to hang out with.
He's a man of many talents.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
Merry Christmas to you. Be listening tomorrow for 7 to 9 a.m. for the big Christmas Spectacular. We'll miss you. And thanks a lot for all your contributions to Let's Talk Hook Up here. And happy winter to you, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Merry Christmas, buddy.
Yeah, you got it. We'll see you guys.
By the way, while we've got Mark on, when we move to the fan on January 4th, Mark and Marcos's, who's standing by here, their reports will move to 7:20 a.m.
Okay.
So 7:20 a.m. on Saturday.
7:20 yesterday was 7:40.
No, wait a minute. Sorry, 7:40. Excuse me.
Oh, thank God.
Thank you. Okay. 7:40 a.m. Yeah. 7:40 a.m. for the catch report when we move to the fan, because our first hour on Saturday will be on the fan, but all hours will be on our Let's Talk Hookup app on Saturday. Sunday, 7 to 9 a.m., all hours on all platforms. But we'll have phones on the first hour on Saturdays, and then no phones on the second hour. It'll just be text only and streaming. Yeah, and of course the YouTube and Facebook Live. So a little bit of a change there, but yeah. So stand by in 2 weeks. Mark and Marcos will be on 7:40 a.m. Saturdays.
Here it is.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, guys. Have fun. We'll see you.
Merry Christmas to you.
All right, let's head on down to the home of the San Diego C4 Sport Fishing. Find out what's biting down there at C4. We got Marcos on the line. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing today?
Doing great. Great. Talking two fish jigs and the San Diego and all kinds of fun this morning.
Unfortunately, I think the San Diego got bit by a little bit of that weather a couple weeks ago there. And, you know, it's this time of year, out of sight, out of mind. They didn't run for a few days. It's been tough for them to get out. But they are still online through, I think, the second week in January, running those 7-4 trips. So definitely check the website for those. He's going to go out as long as you guys want to go. So, I mean, it's a great time to get on to San Diego with, you know, get so busy during the summer sometimes it's hard to get on there. Been a good shot there. The half-day trip, New Seaforth, mostly those deep-water trips over the last couple weeks here. It's been very, very good bottom fishing, and they're going to continue that from till the end of the year until we have to make some switches because, as usual at this time of the year, you know, January, February, March, we're going to be restricted on the local fishing. So got some decent weather right now. Unfortunately, it looks like it'll be a little bit of wind over the next few days here, so keep an eye on that. But check the website for the schedule. The half day, the San Diego 7-4, starting next month, the Tribute will be running those Baja Coast call net trips on the weekends there. So a few options for you. Like we've talked about, if you've got family in town that maybe doesn't want to go out for a long fishing trip but wants to get out on the water, the whale watching trip's doing very well right now. So check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit us in person, pick up a gift card, grab a burrito next door, get some gifts for the fishermen in your life, and if you can, get out on a boat and go fishing.
Yeah, no kidding. And Marcos, I know you just found out about the change.
I heard about that, yeah.
Yeah, back to the fan. And is that going to work for you, 7:40 on Saturdays?
Let me check my schedule, and I'll see if I can make that work for you guys.
The boats are not leaving yet, so but we'll look forward to having you then.
No, that should work just fine. I mean, all like I right. said, you know, even during the season, we're usually done getting boats out by 6, so should be good to go there.
All right, very good. I'll have new phone numbers and all the good stuff for you coming up here. And Merry Christmas to you, Marcos, and we'll talk to you after Christmas next Saturday.
We'll talk to you then, guys. Everybody have a nice holiday season there.
Thanks, Marcos. Appreciate that, as always. And that's going to wrap up our catch report today. Again, sponsored in part by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience. Check out the new and easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. With new team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest customer service. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or check fishermansprocessing.com and be sure you make that reservation today.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, phones are packing up. There's one line open. You want to get through 213-432-1090. Let's jump into it, Rick.
You got it, man. Let's jump back into the phones and talk to Rich. He's calling us from Bradley this morning. Good morning, Rich. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Oh, glad to do it. Merry Christmas to Rick, Pete, and Nat, and Roden. I've got some questions about smaller jigs. When do you decide to switch to a smaller jig? Does water clarity have anything to do with it? Is it the size of the bait? And when you do, would you maybe switch to a lighter line, like maybe a 20 or 30 pound test, to have it be more fishable?
For me, when I pick up a smaller jig, it's usually when I'm seeing fish and they're tougher to hook or tougher to get to bite. I've been casting at them with a normal size jig, the JJ or the Giga, and they're not biting it. They're boiling around. That's usually when I tend to drop down to like the LJ or the Mini. As far as tackle goes, if I'm fishing the Mini, I drop down to 30 pound. But for the LJ, I fish on 40 pound. And it also depends on what they're eating. Like if I see the guy in the bait tanks chumming anchovies, and they're boiling on the anchovies, you might want to drop down to a smaller jig. I usually try to wind a little bit slower too if I see them on those anchovies. A
lot of chovy now, right?
Yeah, we've had quite a bit of anchovy.
Yeah.
And that's been a thing in the past too, where if you're a guy fishing a bigger jig, you're not catching the yellowtail. You got to fish a smaller jig.
That's smaller.
Yeah.
It's a good tip. Yeah.
You know, I really like what Matt said. I would just copy everything he said. I do think location can sometimes make a difference. You know, we started making the LJ at first in part to fish La Jolla. because a lot of guys there like to fish a smaller jig. I think those places where you can fish a smaller jig, it's a lot of fun. I think that smaller profile, fishing it on a smaller profile reel. I like what Matt said too about 30 pound or 40 pound. That's where I'm at.
How much difference is there in size between the LJ and the mini?
They go down by 10%. So it's 10%, up from the mini is the LJ, 10% up is the JJ, 10% up is the Giga. So they're all kind of a 10% step.
How did you design all this stuff?
Yeah, totally.
That is a great question. We've obviously played with a lot of different shapes and a lot of stuff. Sand casting, you get to play with certain things. Getting it into the computer, that was a hard process. So, I tried a lot of things. We scanned a jig that we had done, and that helped us to get it into the computer. So technology is amazing, people.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, technology is able to do things today that, just blows my mind. So we were able to work with a 3D scanner and scan actually something that, was a hand cast jig, and it made a big difference to get it into the computer the way we wanted.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you understand all that stuff.
Do I understand? It? No, but I know people who do.
Like, if you're looking at shoes, I had to get all this new equipment for our big change here.
Isn't it a pain?
But I'm so fortunate to have George who's an engineer at Sports Grid, and he has Backbone Media. That's helping me do it.
When you have good people, and you find out what amazing step forward you can make by having a machine help you, it's amazing. But there is something to the artistry that I miss. And I still do make and will always make sandcast jigs. Hand finished is something for me. But the technology, once you learn what technology can do, but then you find out you actually need a pretty skilled technician to run machines.
Yeah.
And not just anybody can just pick up something and make that machine work.
Sure.
You've learned a lot, is what you're telling us with these machines.
I'm still learning.
Yeah.
Yeah, every day. It's a new challenge for an old guy. For sure. But we're going to make it. We're going to do it. And it's working. We're actually up on it now, and it's actually functioning. According to George, it's functioning now. So we're good. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate that. You have a great text, huh?
I thought so. It says, what a great show and a happy winter to everybody. Welcome back to Bodan and Matt. My question is for both of you guys, what is your number one go-to surface iron? And then which do you recommend amongst your smaller surface irons when it's time to scale down, specifically for smaller Bonita and Barracuda and potentially Bass? Can't wait to see you guys and pick up a few jigs at PCS show.
My go-to is, just like Matt said, the JJ240 is the go-to. If I'm going to scale down, I really do like fishing the mini for calicos and Bonita, but I find the bigger jigs, the Bonita will eat them. I don't know what Matt would say to that, but I've caught a lot on the 240. Bonita, it's my spirit fish. It is my favorite fish to catch. And so I just love
the size of the Bonita. Catching small Bonita, then you can drop down, but if you're catching those big ones,
big dogs,
I just go with the big jig.
Cool.
No bite it just fine.
Cool. I have a good one here too from Doug in Paris. He says, good morning, my name is Doug from Paris. I have Alexa 500 5.1 one, and my question is, do you believe that gear ratio is right for throwing and retrieving a CNC jig, or should I have gone with an 8.1?
It's tough to say. I don't really know this. I haven't held a Alexa 500 in my hands. 5:1 is probably pretty good. You should be okay with that.
Yeah.
But I know that the spool diameter is probably a little smaller than a Trinidad 20. So you're going to have to pick up the pace a little bit, I think. But I could be wrong there.
How do you know your jig's swimming fast enough or slow enough?
That's a great question.
That is a good question. It's all about what you see visually or feel. If you're winding and your jig is just spinning back to the boat, looks like a spinnerbait blade or it's coming out of the water, you're most likely winding too fast. And if your jig is just kind of lazily just doing the same thing, just going back and forth, and it's not kicking out, you're winding too slow. So there's a nice pace where you need to be like medium.
Kicking out meaning the jig's
breaking. So what makes a good swimming surface iron is it gets in the pattern, it kicks, 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 and then it breaks. It goes to the side.
Like does something different.
Yeah, it breaks cadence.
Uh-huh.
And that's what gets the fish to bite.
So the what you don't want is for the jig to do the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. You want it to break away from the fish. So a yellowtail, we just had lunch with our buddy Danny Wade the other day, and we were talking.
Danny Wade?
Yeah, he was pretty good. He actually texted me earlier. But we were talking about it. A yellowtail will follow anything. You could put a hot dog out there and you wind it in front of a yellowtail. They're probably going to look at it. But what gets them to bite is that break when the surface iron is kicking and it does that sharp kick out. And that's what the JJs are so good at, is they kick hard to the
side.
Even
if you're winding at the same pace, it'll still kick out.
Yeah, that's the beautiful thing about the surface iron. There's no other lure that does it like that.
Huh.
You just can, if you have the right speed, you're going to wind it back and it's going to do what it needs to do. It's built in action. And there's nothing like that anywhere.
Yeah, you're not shaking your rod tip or dropping your speed or stop and go. Yeah, you're just turning your handle.
It's a steady, you're swimming your lure. You get it out there, you get the right speed, and it's going to be out there swimming, and then it's going to break. And that's what gets those yellowtail to bite, or any fish to bite for the most part. If they come up and look at it, a yellowtail has something programmed in their brain. If it tries to get away from them, they're going to grab it. Yeah. They're just like a cat.
Like a wild dog.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Bodan, anything to add on that?
I think that's a good question. That cadence of your reel, like Matt was saying, some people think they got to add kind of a janky, crank in it. Don't. Just let the reel, wind. You naturally have a little inconsistency in your reel. It's not 100% the same. Like if you put a drill on there and had it winding in at the same speed, you have a little bit of variation in the way you're reeling it. But try and have it consistent. And like Matt said, find the speed. The thing I would say is, how do you know your jig is swimming? Why do we like chartreuse so much? Because you can see it way out there. Uh-huh. I like bright colors, and that, I've learned from Matt and from others. And Matt told me, I want to be able to see it as far out so I know what the jig is doing. Because if you can't see it, if it's a dark color, you don't know if you're winding in at the right speed. When you can see it, you can know to speed up or slow down. And I think that's really an important thing. Once you kind of have caught enough fish, you get your feel for your cadence. You kind of know what a good rate of retrieve is. And so that's where I really think that's important.
For sure. Hey, Mike Lum is on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. I absolutely love today's show. This is one of my favorite topics, hearing you guys talk about surface iron. But something occurred to me that now that we have these ultra-precise jigs, it kind of takes out my built-in excuse of not catching as many fish, because I used to be able to say, well, this jig just isn't swimming right. But now the jigs all swim right. So you guys do a nice job. I took a couple of them with me on that last Royal Polaris trip, and they're amazing, amazing product.
Thank you. Thank you. Glad to hear that.
The reason I called in today, I wanted to thank everybody. Last Saturday, we kicked off this Friends of Rollo raffle ticket sale where we gave away the Kershaw knives. And honestly, we have far exceeded our expectations. We are down to 10 knives. So if anybody is interested in getting involved buying 15 of the grand raffle tickets, you can still do that, but it's limited to the last 10 packages. And you can do that by calling Tim Baker at 951-264-7382. Or you can send him an email, win@rollokids.org. And all he's going to need is your name and telephone number. If you're leaving that on a voicemail, please do it slowly so he can understand what you're saying. And then he will call those people back in the exact order that those calls and emails come in. Because, like I said, we will sell this remaining 10 packages, but I wanted to let everybody know how appreciative we are for all the support this week. This has really helped our cause a lot. We're going to take a lot more kids fishing because of it. And wanted to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, and looking forward to hearing the show tomorrow.
That's so cool. And thank you, Rick and Corey, for doing such a great job with Mike and Frank last Saturday. It was an awesome show. And I'm so glad and grateful to our listeners, too, that participated in taking more kids fishing there. So 10 knives left. If you want to get one of those limited edition Kershaw knives, give us a phone number one more time, and you have to buy 10 tickets that gets you into the grand raffle that has some unbelievable prizes.
15 tickets.
So $150 worth of tickets, but you get 15 tickets and 15 chances to win all those great prizes.
And you get a knife that's valued at over $100 anyway.
Yeah.
You know, you're spending $100.
Limited edition.
Yeah, you're spending $100.
Super cool.
Spending $150 on tickets that, you know, hopefully is going to win you one of those amazing prizes.
Yeah.
And you're also getting a knife that's worth almost the entire amount that you spent on your Apple tickets.
And with us being at the end of the year, it is 501c3 corporation.
Right.
It's a tax deductible donation.
That's it.
So there you go.
That's
the number one.
That phone number is 951-264-7382. And I will tell you that Tim is out of town today, so you will be leaving a message, but he will return them in the order that they come in. So as soon as you can, if you're interested, leave him a message, and he'll get right back to you. It'll probably be Monday before you hear back from him, but we will get those last 10 packages sold and be thankful that this went as well as it did, and we'll be looking forward to seeing you guys in the future. We'll have more promotions as we get closer.
Or win@rallokids.org.
Yes, you send an email, win@rallokids.org. If you forget any of that or want to see it, just go to rallokids.org on the website, and it'll take you right to the Rollo webpage, and the very first thing on it is a banner ad on this particular promotion.
Very good. Let me guess, Tim's duck hunting.
You know, he never really tells me exactly where he's going. He just said he wasn't going to be answering the phone. So.
All right. He's probably in a duck line somewhere. Good for him.
I would imagine that's a pretty good bet right there.
All right, Mike. Hey, congratulations, and thank you for all you do for Captain Rollo's Kids at See Friends of Rollo, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, Chris.
See you, Mike. Hey, phone lines are absolutely packed solid. If you want to get your chance to get through, it's 213-432-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network. Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rock Cod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear, literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters, and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you, or learn more at AFCO.com.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning with the boys from Two Fish Jigs, Bodan, Matt Brawla, also talking Captain's Concepts. It's been a great show.
What a great
show. So much
cooler.
That's the fun thing about Let's Talk Hookup. You know, it's so synonymous with immediately what's going on and all the great catch reports that we have from all of our guys in the boats every day and everything. But I love the wintertime, too, because guys that are usually so busy behind the wheel of the boat, we get to have Brawla in here for a couple hours, and same with Bodan. And, this is a great time of year to be talking fishing.
Now, Bodan, do you ever talk fishing during your sermons?
I have. Well, you know, Jesus hung out with a lot of fishermen.
Yes.
They usually use nets, though, so it's a different kind of fishing. It's a different kind of fishing, but Jesus talks about fish all the time.
That's good. That's cool. Well, phones are packed up. They want to talk to you guys, so let's jump into it.
Charlie from La Mirada is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Charlie, thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, and guests. Great show this morning. Happy holidays to all. My question is, does color matter in regards to a jig? And if so, what's more preferable, a single hook or a treble hook on a jig?
It's just a confidence thing for most people. Our best sellers are mint. Mint's probably the most popular color for really anything in Southern California. For me, I just like something I could see at the end of my cast, just like we were talking about earlier. White, mint, blues, chartreuse, anything I could see at the extension of my cast so I can know that my lure's swimming right or if there's a fish chasing my jig. For hooks are really important with the surface iron. You need a treble hook unless you're doing the fixed single hook thing. Having a big Siwash hook on the back definitely dampers the action of your lure.
Does the gauge and the weight and the style of the treble hook make a difference too, man?
100%. 100%.
Bodan's like, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Just having a perfectly straight hook on your surface iron definitely affects it too. Rings affect it. If you have too heavy a rings, it'll slow your its drag and balance that are hugely important in a surface iron. But the hook is huge. That's your rudder. If you have too big of a hook, your tail's going to drag. If you have too heavy of a hook, your nose is going to pop out of the water. Your jig's going to come out of the water. If your hook is bent, your lure can swim completely different. Yeah, it's a rudder back there.
When I first started making jigs, I brought Matt a couple of jigs, and he looked at him and said, "Well, that's great, but you have the hook on upside down." I didn't even know at the beginning that which way the hook is positioned on the jig can make a difference in how it swims. And so for us, we've kind of tweaked and I don't want to say geeked out, that's the wrong word, but we've played with the hook sizes. We think that we have a good combination. You want to have some freedom for the jig to hook to swing when you're fighting the fish. You want it to be able to swim free, but like Matt said, the drag and the weight, it makes a big difference.
So if you're watching us on YouTube, Facebook Live, I have the Giga in my hand here, and you pick up any of those jigs, the single side of the hook is on the back side of the lure.
Correct.
That's where it has to be.
The flat side.
The flat side.
Yeah, I literally just did a video on Captain's Concepts about this whole deal.
And the back is where the single part of the hook, and that's where all your jigs are.
Yes. Correct.
So if you pick up a jig and it has the single toward the front, the two, it's like,
we'd say it's on backwards.
It's on backwards.
Yeah. And it's not going to swim as well.
Maybe. It could change it for sure. I've had jigs where they're backwards. Like older candy bars, a lot of times were on what we call backwards. Mm-hmm. And if you switch, like I have had lures where it's like, man, this thing should swim. And I switched the hook around, and it definitely changed how it was working.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I think, it was you guys that really brought to light, like, how minor of a thing can be different and it swim good. My whole life working at a tackle store, you look for sharp edges and sharp hips and offset, offset edges, things like that, like things that were very obvious. And then when you find out that the difference between a 0.02 millimeter, a 0.024 and a 0.027 can change it that much, that there's so much more to it than you would think by holding them in your hands.
Yeah, there's plenty of lures that I've like, oh, man, this thing is going to be killer. And you put it in the water and it's a turd. But it's just something you can't see or you can't feel, or it's just some little tiny thing that can change a lure 100% of the time.
And make a difference between getting a bite and not getting a bite.
Yeah.
Nothing more frustrating than throwing it right in the middle of a bunch of yellowtail
A-plus
turning
lure.
The handle, and it's like
one of the saddest days of my life when I first started making jigs. I was trying to just play with different shapes, and I thought I had a pretty decent swimming jig, and I'm standing in between Matt Brawla and Brian Kiyohara, and they cast out, and they hook up, and I am pulling through the same water that they're, and there's clearly fish there. Matt just turns to look at me and says, put on a different jig. That was kind of the beginning of the JJ revolution, where I said, yeah, I'm going a different direction with this. That shape is done. I'm not playing with that shape anymore. And it was, I mean, it was just one of those moments where it's just like, I have to get bit. I have to get bit.
You're between two of the best.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It was like
being between Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig.
The only thing that saved me was later in the day, Brian lost his jig on a fish. And so, you know.
It was done for him.
Well, he didn't have the same luck after he lost that one. And that's, you know, before we started making CNC jigs and other things. He wasn't fishing a two fish jigs at the time. You know, it was, you know, one of those interesting days on the San Diego.
Lures.
Yeah, I think he does.
Definitely.
Yeah.
For sure. Well, Rick, you have a great text.
Yep. Morning, guys. I'm a big fan of your jigs, and I've managed to hang quite a few fish on them now. But I was wondering if Bodan or Matt has a fun story on the strangest thing you've heard of being caught on a two-fish jig so far,
you know,
and or what's your favorite catch to date. That's from Mike in San Juan Capistrano.
I did catch a trigger fish on one time. It was one of the weirdest things I've ever felt.
Yeah.
I was picking out a backlash, and it somehow got hooked on there, and I reeled it in. That was very bizarre.
Well, weren't you wrapped around a pelican, too?
I have caught more than one pelican.
No, but you were I remember this vividly. Because you were picking out a backlash, a pelican got in the line.
Yep.
And I'm pulling the pelican off his line. And I'm like, there's something on your jig. Hurry up. And got the pelican off, wound it in, triggerfish.
It was. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I have another great text here from Joe in Encinitas, and he writes, good morning. I was wondering about basic strategies for surface iron fishing in open water versus the kelp. How much do you rely on your electronics and conditions, too?
Well, conditions are going to be important for if the fish are there or not. I don't know if you're fishing in a skiff or a sport boat, but if there's fish around your boat, your eyeballs are your biggest tool.
Electronics really don't help you on the surface.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, the electronics show you that the fish are there, but once you're stopped and fishing, your eyeballs are going to be your best tool. You're going to be looking for the birds, the boils, swimming fish. You better have good polarized sunglasses. I've made a lot of people look silly if they don't have glasses on because I see the fish swimming in the water, and you want to be where the fish are 100% of the time.
I think Matt's really onto that. That makes a big difference. If you can locate the fish, that's why guys talk about reading the birds, you know, looking at the conditions. One of the things that I learned from Captain Ryan one time, especially open water, you know, fishing a kelp patty, you know, he said, don't cast at the patty. You know, he said, cast the other direction and get the longest cast you can. And the fish will find you. And that, for me, was a big learning thing, that the fish will see it and come after it. So sometimes the target you think that's there, like the kelp patty, it's not always the right place to cast.
Yeah, well, the kelp thing's an interesting one. If you ever spent time in, like, a bucket where you're looking for kelps on like, a sport boat or something with a high tuna tower or something like that, once you pull up to the kelp, the fish almost always come running off the kelp.
Yeah.
The kelp's a habitat, not a target. You don't want to just keep casting at the kelp, especially once we start drifting. There's bait going in the water. The fish are starting to spread out, and they end up almost 100% of the time just kind of swimming around the boat. So casting downwind or straight off the bow and casting towards the kelp while we're drifting, you're going to be hooking fly line guys. You're just casting into the wind. It's just a lot of things going against you.
It's going to cause problems.
Yeah.
It does.
Yep.
So you stay away from problems when you cast the other side, and you can often, you know, get a long, nice cast and let your jig do what
it usually has the
do.
Whole downwind side to yourself. Yep. It's really nice.
Yeah. It really is.
You, obviously, you guys, in the when you're in your offshore mode, fish a lot of kelps, and I know that you're a surface iron guy at heart. Do you, you know, is the surface iron the best lure to get a bite? Is it just the most fun lure to get a bite? If, like, as Matt Brawley, Captain Concepts wise, if you're rolling up to a kelp, what are you fishing?
I'm fishing a bait. if we're on a kelp, for the most part, it really depends on the fish. Like, if it's small grade yellowtail, I'll probably fish a surface iron, probably like a LJ, just because I can cast a little bit further. If it's bigger grade yellowtail, I'm going with a yo-yo jig. Yo-yo jig is a sleeper on a kelp. We make some yo-yo jigs. There's the brass monkey and the zinc donkey.
Yeah.
And for me, I'd probably have the zinc donkey tied on.
Okay.
Just because that lure flutters a lot. And a kelp fisher, for lack of a better term, dumb. And they'll bite a lure on the fall. And the yellowtail bite a lure on a fall more than people think.
And why brass?
Well, brass is denser. The brass monkeys excel when we're trying to get down quick. It's a smaller jig, but it weighs the same amount as a bigger jig. And in my opinion, I think a lot of times those smaller profiles get bit better, or you hook them better. There's more hook to lure ratio. With that zinc donkey, it's made out of zinc, so it's a little bit lighter, but it's a bigger profile. But that lure really flutters good, and I have good luck on that lure out and away from the boat. And when I'm fishing drifting, I'm usually casting a lot. I'm casting downwind, letting that lure flutter.
When you're fishing the yo-yo?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm casting a lot when I'm fishing the yo-yo jig,
yeah.
Whether we're on the anchor or we're drifting.
Wow. Okay. Good deal.
Great.
Well, let's jump back on the phone.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to Chuck? Chuck's calling us from Dana Point this morning. Hi, Chuck. Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Hey. Great, great program, man. Great product, great boat, great show. You know, back in the Albuquerque days with the feathers, we were always playing the darker colors in the morning when it was less light, and then went to the zucchinis and stuff later. But now it doesn't seem, and you guys took the guesswork when you go to the, you see these guys spinning the jigs, and we used to have to do that to see how the eye-ring was. You took that all out, so now you buy a quality one every time. It's really cool. Now, I heard earlier when you were saying trimmed up, is that you're talking about a seated rod where you trim it to your length of your arm? Is that what you were talking about?
Trimmed rod usually means taking a little bit off of the tip or off of the butt. So you can trim it either from the butt section or you can trim it from the
cutting the blank.
Yeah, cutting the blank. Yep.
And all right, making the rod either a little faster because you're cutting some of the bend out of it, or if you're cutting from the bottom, now you're pulling, you know, your hand is reaching up into the softer part of the rod a little bit more. You're just changing the way that it feels.
It does. And for me, I usually, you know, some guys have a formula, 3 inches off the butt and, you know, 9 inches off the tip. I usually cut more off the tip.
All right. Very good. Rick, you have a good text.
I thought so. It says, wow, guys, what an informative show. This has been awesome. Very good morning to all of you. With all the jig variables, does the knot used make any type of difference in performance? What are the knots that you guys prefer when connecting jigs? I like the part about no speed clips, he says.
For me, yeah, I believe so. There's a lot of guys who tie like a double San Diego knot to a surface iron, and I think that definitely affects it. It's a big, bulky knot. For me, most of the time I tie a San Diego jam knot, just a regular single, 6-7 turns. That's kind of the standard for most guys. But I do believe a smaller knot makes a difference. I used to tie a Palomar knot quite a bit, and I do like that knot. I'm just terrible at tying it, so I don't tie that very often. Yeah. But I really like the Palomar knot.
Okay, because it's super low profile.
It's super low profile, and it has two wraps on the jig.
On the jig.
Yeah.
And ask Matt how fast he can tie a San Diego jam knot.
I can tie a San Diego. Yeah, I don't have
pretty
to
pretty fast.
Yeah. Yeah. Just
wham, wham, wham.
I've tied a lot of them on lures. I've tied a lot of them when I was in the rental room. A lot of San Diego jams have been.
And that the thing about the San Diego jam, it's hard to mess it up.
And you can look at it and see when you mess
it
up. Yeah, that's the big thing for me. You can tell that it's
kind of just a good go-to knot.
Yeah.
And when it's tied right, it's It's sexy. Yeah, it's just really strong. You know what I mean?
It's pretty bulletproof. I don't think I've ever had a knot fail on the San Diego Jam on 40 pound. There are times where you need to retie your knot. You guys will talk about that, but that usually has to do with line fray and that your line has gotten chafed, or if you're catching a lot of barracuda, I make the mistake always of never retying, and you do need to retie from time to time, but usually that's because your line got nicked or chafed somewhere. The San Diego Jam is just the way to go.
So, speaking of retie, do you retie every time you catch a fish?
No.
No?
Okay.
Should you retie every time you
possibly
catch a fish?
Possibly.
I would say check your knot. Check, put your fingers above the jig. Check your line. The gaff is a big part of weakening your line. You gaff a fish, your line gets wrapped around the gaff. So I'd check 3 to 5 feet above your jig there. I'm terrible at retying. I retie when my jig comes off for the most part, but I try to retie, I'd say, like every couple fish.
Yeah, because when a fish is pulling on, the fish is pulling on it, you're weakening that point where the knot is coming around the
yeah,
thing, right?
Yeah, it's good. There's some stress on it, so it's definitely better if you want to keep your lure. Retie every.
Now you
other
guys
fish.
Would rather have you not to retie so you can buy more lures.
Fish
right?
on 15 pound and never retie.
Yeah, never retie.
I think that's part of the reason that 40 pound has taken over too as the popular line that everybody fishes. But not long ago,
25.
Yeah, 25 and 30 is what everybody fished surface iron with. Yeah. I mean, that was it. And and sea lions and
that's a huge factor.
Yeah, sea lions and the longevity that you get and the ability to make, and that's with heavy line across the board. Like, it just gives you the ability to make a whole lot more mistakes and not pay the price for it. Whether it's big tuna fishing or yellowtail fishing, heavier line really helps put fish on the boat once you get attached.
Exactly.
I think the stretch in the line and the other things, the lines that they have right now are so amazing. It makes such a difference.
Yeah. 40 pounds is like the perfect size.
Really good. What kind of line do you like to use?
Iser line is what usually is on my reels, but that's just usually what we have on the boat.
Right.
My favorite line is probably that Mamoy. Mamoy is pretty nice. It's a little more expensive.
Yeah.
I also like, which most people don't like, is that P-Line CXX.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff is bulletproof. It's pretty stretchy, pretty thick. But for me, I make a lot of dry casts. If you look at my thumb, I have a callus. I make a lot of casts where my line's not wet. I'm running out of the wheelhouse, freaking out, casting from the upper deck sometimes. So my line's dry and I need a line that doesn't burn very easy or can last through burning.
Gotcha.
I really like that peel. And Matt taught me something, too, that was interesting. He said, why do you like that Mamoy? He said, well, it was a little bit thicker diameter. And I always thought, well, don't you want thinner diameter line to make your jig swim? And he said, well, it casts so much better when you have a little bit thicker line. And, just those little things that, you learn and that feel right to you after a while makes a big difference.
That Mamoy Diamond also, another thing, it gets really good longevity.
It lasts on your reel a long time.
Yep.
It's really strong.
It's real popular with our our Marlin yachts that go down to Cabo and things like that, where they leave the tackle store. They leave the tackle store in October and they don't get to see the tackle store again for a long period of time. All those guys like that Mamoy Diamond because it's really strong and you just don't have to change it every trip. They don't have the luxury of changing every trip. That kind of thing.
Mono is so foreign to me now that I have Power Pro. And Seaguar, it's like you just don't use a lot of. So, but mono's the thing when
still
you're looking
for service iron.
That's it.
Hey, Jake from Point Loma says, hey guys, love the show. This is a question for Matt. When fishing La Jolla, a lot of time people size down their surface irons, but it seems as though, according to San Diego Instagram, seems to trend towards larger jigs like the Giga. Could you go into the reasoning for that?
I think when we were downsizing our lure a lot in La Jolla, we were chumming a lot of anchovies. Chumming a lot of anchovies, they just get on that small bait and they get tough to hook. I also think we were fishing different. This last little bit of yellowtail, we were doing it typical like San Diego style, where we're at the Coronado Islands sonar balling them, blowing them up, and just getting them active. And I also think there was a lot of mackerel around. There's a lot of mackerel, a lot of bigger bait in the water, and I think that's just what they're feeding on. You're kind of matching the hatch.
Cool.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming right, including finding out who's got themselves a hand-picked bag of two fish jigs. More Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Long-range fishing, nothing beats Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever-drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body. When throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. With the extreme cranking power and Shimano Super Free Spool provides extreme castability, you'll be able to put your jig in the Wahoo Zone. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound tests for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound tests for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Hey, San Diego, the Ford Get Holiday Ready sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. The biggest deals of the year to finish 2024, featuring America's best-selling truck, Ford F-Series, leading for 47 straight years. Or check out the full lineup of versatile Ford SUVs, including Bronco or Bronco Sport. Don't wait. Come take a test drive today. Get holiday ready only at your local San Diego County Ford dealers. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What a fun show this is. How could 2 hours have gone by that fast, man? This was great.
Really great show.
And 2 hours with two fish jigs.
Lots of people watching, lots of people listening. You guys are popular guys.
Well, thanks for letting us on.
All right, time to flip that coin.
Yeah, we're going
to
see who's got all these killer jigs coming to us. We got a texter as a winner today. Congratulations, Tom. Didn't write a city, but had a NorCal phone number. So, Tom, congratulations. You got yourself
a
full bag of two fish jigs. Congratulations, buddy.
Very nice. Very nice. And, want to thank you guys for coming in. Of course, where can we find a two-fish jig?
They are for sale at Seaforth Landing and at Fisherman's Landing right now.
That's pretty much it.
That's it right now.
Yeah. You can expand that? Or
we're working on it. We're in talks and negotiations. Brandon is one of our, big names to say where we're going next. And we've got, world domination on, I shouldn't say it that way.
Yeah.
But, it's coming.
But, because I'm sure a lot of our listeners that are in L.A. and Orange County, they want some of those jigs.
Well, PCS show, they'll be at the Fisherman's Landing, so at PCS.
So are you going to have your own booth at the PC?
We won't, but they'll be available.
You'll be around.
We're
going to really upsize our display of two fish. Last year we brought them and we were really proud to have them, but we just flat out ran out of them. Our goal is to not allow that to happen this year. We know it's going to be crazy, and we're going to be ready for crazy.
Now, you and Gavin were there at the PCS last year with the Captain's Concept booth. Are you going to do that again?
Yeah, we'll be back. We'll be back doing seminars. We'll be around. If you want to talk two fish jigs, come to the Captain's Concept booth.
Of course, we can ride with you on the San Diego, right?
Yeah, definitely.
You're running the boat whenever it's running, pretty much.
Basically, yeah. If we're running, I'm trying to be there.
Out of Seaforth Sport Fishing. And then, of course, how does somebody get on Captain's Concepts?
Captain's Concepts, if you just Google Captain's Concepts, you can find us on Instagram, kind of on Facebook. But if you Google Captain's Concepts, it takes you right to our Instagram, right to our Patreon.
If you're not on that, you are leaving info on the table.
There's no doubt about that.
It is the single best information source on the internet.
We'll have to have you and Gavin come in again and talk about
Captain's Concepts. And if you want to find two fish jigs, we're on Instagram is our most popular one.
Okay. okay.
Yeah.
Two fish jigs
at Instagram. Yeah. And if you want to order jigs, we get a lot of messages. We don't have like an online store or anything, but if you call Rick at Fisherman's or Dustin at Seaforth, they'll ship them out to you.
Ship them out. Yep. Oh, there you go. All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for coming in, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah, for sure. And thanks to JP for manning the phones. We sure appreciate him and the board and everything back there and the snowy East Coast. And stay warm, JP. And thank you very much to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And thanks a lot and to all of you out there, your texts, your calls, and your support of Let's Talk Hookup and our sponsors. We sure appreciate that. We will be back tomorrow morning. It's the big day, the Christmas Spectacular, right here, 7 to 9 a.m. It's going to be super fun. And just be nice to JP when you call in. But it'll be the best text, the best phone call, the best contribution to the show is going to win some fabulous prizes. So thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., right back here on 1090 a.m., Sports Grid Radio Network, YouTube, Facebook Live, and, of course, always on the Let's Talk Hookup app. We'll see you then.